Good day. This week we're looking at John chapter 15 and about being rooted and connected to the vine, our source. And I want to read from verse 2 and 3. We saw yesterday in verse 1 that the word there to be taken away actually is the Greek word aero, which means to be lifted up, to be like an anchor being lifted up. It means to be suspended. It means to be carried. It means to be taken away from stones. That's what it's actually meaning. Verse 2 and 3, Jesus says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, talking about aero. And then he says, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Now, in some old translations, it says that those who are bearing fruit, he purges. I mean, the only thing that I think comes to mind when we're talking about purging is if I'm purging something that's coming out of my body, and it's not a very pleasant sight. But here the word purge or prunes is exactly the same word cleans as in verse 3. It means to cleanse of filth or impurity. It means to get rid of those things that are useless. It means to get rid of guilt. That's what that word means. And that's such a different meaning. The Bible is saying that as you begin to bear fruit because you are connected to the vine, what happens is you are purged or cleansed of all guilt. It means there that to be cleaned. And then he says you are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. So as I begin to hear the words of Jesus, as I begin to hear what he's saying about me, that he has cleansed me from all guilt and shame, the Bible says I bear even more fruit. We are washed by the words of Jesus. In Ephesians, it says we are washed by the water of the word. Let's read that in Ephesians chapter 5 in the Amplified. It says, husband, love your wives, seek the highest good for her, and surround her with a caring, unselfish love, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. So he's saying that there is a connection here between how husbands must treat their wives, but this is actually how Christ treats the church, that he loves the church, caring for the church with an unselfish love. And then he goes on, so that he might sanctify the church or purify the church, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word of God. So we are washed and we are cleansed, just like he's saying here in John chapter 15. As we put ourselves under the water of the word, then what happens is we are cleansed. We are cleansed of all guilt. We are cleansed from shame and condemnation because Jesus is speaking a word over us, telling us how much he loves us. He goes on, in turn, he might present the church to himself in glorious splendor without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and set apart for God and blameless. So as I begin to hear how God views me, that we are holy, that we are blameless and without reproach in his sight, I'm cleansed from all filthiness, from sin, from all of those things that wants to attach themselves to us. And then I can lay aside all of these sin and these things that would want to heavily beset me. Friends, I want to encourage you that words of Jesus is as I begin to bear fruit, it's he comes and he cleanses me. He comes and he washes me. He comes and makes me brand new so that I can even bear more fruit. We need to understand what Jesus is communicating to us. As I'm connected to the vine, he's the one who lifts me up. He's the one who cleanses me. And as I begin to get reminded of what he says, I'm washed by the water of the word. And I begin to discover who I am, who I'm connected to, so that I can bear much fruit. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.